From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Congressman Aaron Schock. He's sponsoring an art show this month at the Peoria Public Library. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be with you, and thanks for having me on again this year.
Absolutely. Now, the exhibit is being held in conjunction with a national art competition across all of the congressional districts. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
That's right. Every member of Congress is allowed the opportunity to hang a piece of art in the U.S. Capitol for 1 year, and it's up to that member of Congress to select the piece of art from their district that will be hung in the nation's capital, that not only visitors, but literally the entire Congress walks by every day. And to select that piece of art, I've chosen a congressional art show as the best way to not only select that piece of art, but also shine a light on so many other talented and promising artists throughout the 19 counties that I represent. Through redistricting the last cycle, I now have over 200 towns in my district. And so this art show taking place on Saturday, April 13th, includes over 150 different student artists of all kinds of genre that will be presented. And then a panel of judges will ultimately make the selection of the top 10, and then the grand champion, who will then have the chance of displaying their art in the nation's capital for a year.
I was fortunate enough to attend these in the past, Congressman, and they've been held several places around our area and our community, but I think the space at the Peoria Public Library is particularly opportune. Talk about the space and the types of art we'll see.
You know, Suzette, you're right. The downtown Peoria Library has exhibit space that is truly spectacular. It feels like a first-class art gallery there. The staff at the Peoria Public Library does a phenomenal job of helping not only set up but also display the work. There will be three-dimensional art, you know, everything from pottery to other 3D art, but then the lion's share of the art will be 2D art, paintings, sketches, chalk, black and white, photography. Basically, there's no limit on what the student's imagination will allow for in the art that they submit, and but all of it will be judged based on a number of criteria that the judges use. I'm glad that I don't have to make the selection, because based on what I've seen in past years, there's a lot of spectacular art. The other thing that I think is great about this is it really just raises the community awareness about the talent coming out of our schools, and hopefully these students have received quite a bit of encouragement in the past. Some students have chosen to sell their art and been given other opportunities to compete in similar art shows as a result of placing well in our congressional art show. So I think it's a win-win for everyone, and certainly the Peoria Public Library is the perfect locale to display the art. They do a great job.
You were talking about some of the local schools and also the number of towns, the number of counties that are in your district. Are you working through the local schools to sort of funnel the art towards you, or do you just take submissions from any and all comers?
You know, we send out a solicitation to every school, so both public and private high schools in my district will receive a letter from me inviting them to participate, giving the details to them to share with their students, and you know, it's not mandatory in any way, and we leave it up to the school teachers, the art teachers, and the students there to decide who would like to submit art. But we get it. You know, my district runs all the way down to Quincy. I now have Bloomington Normal and Macomb and Springfield, as well as the greater Peoria community, and we get pieces of art from nearly every corner of my district.
And you had also said that you've got a panel that's reviewing the submissions and making the final selection. Are these educators? Are they professional artists? A little bit of both?
They are the Suzette Boulays of our community. They are people who are experts in art in their own right. Some of them are artists themselves. Some are familiar, involved with different arts organizations. And so, we get a good cross-section of the art community to represent the four judges, and they've done a fantastic job of picking the winners in the past.
I think it's wonderful that the winner gets to go to Washington, D.C. Talk about that a little bit. And isn't the theme this year, is it called an artistic discovery?
That's right. They will, the students will be given that topic, an artistic discovery. And, you know, obviously it's up to their interpretation what that means with their piece. But the students then are invited with their family to Washington, D.C. for the ceremony of displaying the art in the nation's capital, as well as a nice reception. And we usually arrange for tours of the capital and other places here in D.C. while they're in the nation's capital. It's amazing how many of our past winners, it's their first trip to D.C. So in addition to the honor of displaying it in the capital, it's kind of neat for the students to get to come out here and spend a few days in Washington, D.C. as well.
Now, members of Congress have been organizing exhibits like this for a little over 30 years now. I'm just wondering, have you had the opportunity during your years in Congress to meet previous year's winners and hear from them about how participating affected their lives, their careers?
You know, I have actually had a few that particularly students who are now adults come to the Capitol with their own children, and we walk them. The corridor that this art is hung in is basically the corridor that every member of Congress walks to the Capitol when we go vote. So if I have guests with me that I'm taking on a tour of the Capitol, we walk down this corridor where the student art is hung. So usually that sparks some conversation from people who are familiar with the art contest. And so I've had a number of smiling parents say, you know, I won this when I was, you know, in high school, and what a thrill it was for them. And I haven't met any of them that are full-time professional artists as a result, but I'm sure that is the case for many of them that win it across the country. And it's really neat also to see the varying pieces of art from around the 435 congressional districts. So, you know, not just the state of Illinois, but, you know, everyone from Wyoming to Florida to New Mexico to Oregon, and certainly their art and art tastes are different. And that's all represented here in the Capitol as well.
Congressman, let's talk again about the time this Saturday. The reception is when?
The reception is from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon. And so from 10 until noon, the public really is invited to the downtown Peoria Library. We'll have refreshments and then a presentation around noon announcing the winners of this year's art Congressional Art Show, as well as the runner-ups and a celebration of all of the artists that are present there.
And nice that you mentioned that it's for the public, because there are an awful, awful lot of proud parents and aunts and uncles and relatives spurring on their devoted child that has a wonderful art piece.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if for folks that are going to be downtown anyways, maybe going to the museum or something to the Civic Center, it's, I mean it sincerely, they should swing by the downtown library, because you know, art is entertaining, and certainly just coming through and seeing what's been able to be produced in our area high schools is pretty impressive.
And for someone who can't make it this weekend, how long will the exhibit be on display?
You know, I believe it is for about a few days. I don't know if it's 3 or 4 days, but I know they're setting up now, and so I'm sure if someone shows up down at the library on Friday, they'd be able to take a sneak peek. And then usually it's there through Monday and Tuesday at least. So certainly they can call my congressional office in Peoria, 309-671-7027, if they want to make sure that the artwork will be down there. Otherwise, the downtown library staff, I'm sure, would be accommodating.
Congressman, I'm not sure if you want to address this now, but would you care to mention the caucus steam that you're now a part of?
Yeah, I'm very excited about co-chairing the STEAM Caucus with my friend Susan Bonamici. This is STEAM, which has typically been referred to as STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math, and recognizing that arts play such an important role in science, technology, engineering, and math, and that the stats prove out the fact that people who are in arts education, either performing arts or visual arts, perform better on the SAT, are more critical thinking, and at the end of the day, perform better on, you know, math and science curriculum. And so the A, meaning arts, being added to STEM was extremely important and a victory for the arts community across the country, and I was very pleased to play a role in that effort. We just had Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist, who was out here last week promoting arts education, and he even mentioned the STEAM Caucus and our efforts there to get arts included, not only in the curriculum, but also in the elementary and secondary education appropriations here in Washington, D.C., that's up for authorization this year.
once the reception is done and the winners have been announced and the exhibit is over, what are you hoping that the exhibit will have accomplished for the kids, for the arts community?
Well, in addition to helping me do my job of selecting the winner for the nation's capital, I think it's an important celebration of these young people's talent. We spend so much time, energy, and money promoting athletic talent, which is important, but quite frankly, the athletic talent doesn't always translate into the academic performance as art talent has. And so I think it's unfortunate that we don't spend more time, energy, and money promoting art talent in our community, those students who are exceptional in art, and quite frankly, the ability to use that talent throughout their entire lifetime. So that's my hope through the art celebration and the art contest, is that by bringing these artists together, by raising the profile, hopefully by using my congressional office to help promote their talent, we've exposed more of the 18th District to the art in our community and the talent of these young people, and hopefully give them the encouragement to continue to pursue this, whether it's a full-time profession and passion, or whether they choose to go into medicine or engineering or some other profession, that they should, you know, continue to pursue their interest in art because of the benefits that it has in nearly every other profession they might pursue.
We've been talking with Congressman Aaron Schock. His congressional art show opens with a reception and a ceremony Saturday morning at the Peoria Public Library Main Library. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. It was great to be with you and Suzette both. Thanks for having me on.
Another arts event playing in the Peoria area, a celebration of Mayor Jim Maloof's legacy to the arts, is tonight at Riverside Church. The evening includes sneak peek dance sequences of the upcoming Peoria Ballet production of Snow White and a complete performance of the ICC Readers Theater entitled It's Okay to Be You. It also includes a special performance by Mayor Maloof's own granddaughters. That's tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Riverside Community Church.
Bradley University Theater is opening its production of One Third of a Nation tonight. The play was first written in 1938 as part of the Federal Theater Project. It's been updated to reflect contemporary conditions, specifically the housing market. Performances will continue through Sunday, April 21st.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
This has been an extended version of the interview that aired Friday on Peoria Public Radio. If you'd like to learn more about the station, visit peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.